Decoding Education is brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. My name is Nandini Menon, and every week I will bring teachers, parents, children to discuss issues related to education to enlighten you, to inform you, and help you with making better choices and also work with your children so that they can work to the best of their abilities. So please do not forget to tune in on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. to hear what many people or different perspectives. Don't you all agree that sometimes just discussing your problems with your friends makes you feel better? Communication and expressing one's thoughts aloud definitely helps lighten your mental burden. And knowing that somebody else is going through the same thing also makes you feel you're not alone. You're not going through this alone. So, dear parents, many children of South Asian origin say they're afraid to openly discuss their worries with their parents. Now, I ask, if they don't discuss it with you, how can they discuss it with anybody else? And if they're going to discuss this with their own age group, do you think they'll get the right advice? Many of these children complain that the only thing parents ask them are questions related to their grades. But then the children say, but Miss Nan, they don't even know what's being taught in the school. They don't even know that it's not simple question and answers, that sometimes these questions are so confusing. And I ask all of you, please engage your children in these conversations. Many children claim their parents do not have any idea about the peer pressure in the school, competing with kids whose parents are very aware academically and about the social pressures of these kids. So they allude, many of these children allude that when they don't have this outlet to discuss openly with their parents, then sometimes they do go towards substance abuse, alcohol and vaping. Many of the bigger school districts, the most competitive school districts, are grappling with this problem. So many South Asian children taking drugs, vaping, and many parents refuse to believe it's their child. I go through this with a lot of community workshops that I do. Parents refuse to believe that their children, that their child, never, it's never their child. And then later, when matters go out of hand, they just sit there in total, utter shock. All I say is, communication, they are your child. They are our children. We have to envelop them, protect them, so that they can handle anything in this world. And today, this pandemic is even brought to the table many other issues. So what I did is, I decided that I would interview or ask some of my children at Cedar Hill Prep to talk about what worries them. So you'll hear from alumni, you'll hear from sixth grade students and some eighth grade students on what worries them. And I would hope that you could do the same with your children at home today. Stay tuned to hear from children, parents, and teachers about education, anxiety, the future, and Decoding Education. Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.